Fantastic. Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are live from Larson's Barn in McGregor, Minnesota. For 4 years, our program has traveled around small towns in Minnesota, but this is the first time we broadcast from a real barn. And I was tempted to make the whole thing a tribute to the old show Hee Haw, but I don't think I could pull that off for 2 hours. That's a bit much. Hee-haw itself was a bit much. So, see, a show in Aiken County needs a little less hee-haw and a little more, oh, yeah. It's been brought to my attention recently that I have a Minnesota accent. It's true. I didn't believe it either, but... Last month, I was touring around with a Swedish journalist who was here researching northern Minnesota. His English was better than most of my relatives' English, by the way, but he concluded the talk that we were having by asking me about my accent. Where did it come from? Well, you know, pretty much from everyone I know, you know, everywhere around. He said, and I don't think, he wasn't being disrespectful, but he said, you know, it sounds like a drunk Swede learning how to speak English. To which I really could only reply, yeah, that's pretty much how it happened. How many generations of drunk Swedes does it take before you start to sound that way all the time? The answer is 4. We think. Most families lost track in the 70s. I don't have to tell folks here in Aiken County this, of course. 100 years ago, this area was settled by a huge population of Swedish American immigrants. They brought their language with them, and they melted it on the stove with 1.5 pounds of English. The Scandinavians also imported their food, which is mostly terrible fish recipes, their cold weather tolerance, which we are all thankful for, and their emotional distance from the ones they love most. Most second or third generation Swedish Americans I know speak with glowing reverence for something called Swedish egg coffee. Now, the premise here is to make coffee in one of those like pots, but to put a raw egg or two in the grounds. It flavors the coffee, they say, and then, of course, the grounds keep the egg keeps the grounds at the bottom of the pot for the perfect pour. I've tasted Swedish egg coffee, and I must say it tastes like coffee. To me, it's all right. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is one time I was talking about this with a person from Sweden, and I thought I was going to make a witty reference, like an in reference to the fact that the Swedish people put eggs in their coffee. And when I said this, she reacted as though I had casually taken a pair of underwear out of my pocket and placed them on my head. So get this. People in Sweden don't put eggs in their coffee. At least not anymore, if they ever did. It's moments like this that we're reminded that when people came to America from other parts of the world, there was the possibility that their neighbors back in the old country might have been relieved. Can you believe it? The people who put eggs in their coffee finally left. Now let's implement a full year of paid maternity leave. I went to school for journalism and have worked in broadcasting off and on since I was 16. Of course, in broadcasting, they try to pound the regional accents out of you. Everyone needs to talk like they're from Omaha. Modulate, resonate, articulate. But then you move back home to work at the paper, see, and then they put you on the Northern Community Radio and to talk about the mines and such things, and pretty soon you're right back where you started. They have done studies, and it turns out that the Minnesota accent is widely believed to be the least sexy accent in America. But it's also the most trustworthy. Geez, who needs a study? I mean, any girl from my high school could have told you that. I don't mind, though. I managed to get married and have kids anyway. Most of us do, somehow. And so it goes on down the generations.